We got a text message with a picture.
Yeah, 708 sent a text. Bottom line, it's a beautiful text, but 25 years later, they poured this awesome concrete, big concrete back patio, and now the deck has settled. They say 1 inch. It looks more like 2 inches, but it's very integrated with a retaining wall, and it's all concrete. So the question is, can you do anything, Joel? Like, what if your tech showed up and said, oh, boy, like, what do you guys do?
Sure. Yeah, so we took a quick look at that picture,
yeah,
and it is a beautiful patio.
It is.
And so what we do is we look at all the factors, how it's constructed. You know, the reason things drop is concrete's heavy, and the soil moves, it expands, it contracts. All these exterior concrete surfaces are sitting on what we would call the active zone of the soil, and so it's affected by rain, it's affected by cold and hot temperatures. And so over time, the concrete cracks, it sinks. The heavier the structure, the more it tends to shrink.
Sure.
You know,
is big.
Yeah. So even if it's constructed well, things are moving over time. So we would go out, look at that, and evaluate if our processes can help lift it back up and stabilize it. So
I just had a customer send our office a text earlier this week, and they said, do you have anyone for mud jacking? And I was like, oh, that's such an old school,
yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like
throwback.
Mud jacking. Yeah. I haven't heard this word in a while. So,
well, explain what mud jacking is.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a concrete person, so I'll let Sarah or Joel explain that. Yeah.
So, in a sense, mud jacking is like a slurry, and so they would pump that under concrete. Some people still do to lift the concrete up. In reality, that dries out. That shrinks.
Doesn't work either.
It also adds a lot of weight. We're talking about weight moving things. Mud jacking's heavy. So you're lifting something temporarily, and just like a poor window, it doesn't have a big warranty, and it needs to be serviced and need to be done again.
So what is it that you guys do?
Well, hang on 1 second.
Yeah,
my brother and sister-in-law, before they sold their house, did that because the raising stuff that you guys are doing with the polyfoam now, mm-hmm, wasn't available at the time.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they had to cut like a 3 inch
little
in diameter circles.
It's, yeah, so ugly.
Into their porch, mm-hmm, and fill in with the slurry or whatever it's called, mud jacking, and then patch it back up. So you could clearly see it's like a 3 inch perfectly cylinder.
Yeah, you know there
disc.
Was a problem. And
yeah,
they probably, to your point, it only lasts like 8 to 10 years. So you know there's going to be a problem again.
Yeah, it's not discrete. It's not permanent.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, our process, we use a two-part foam product that won't wash out, won't dry out.
So it's lightweight.
It's permanent. It's lightweight. The holes we drill are a lot smaller. They're more the size of like a dime or a nickel.
Oh, wow. Very incognito.
So it's a lot more discreet in terms of the finished product, and it's a lot more permanent because of the type of material.
So we have two expert concrete people here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is a unique show.
So,
yeah.
So right now, like, your tech goes out there, looks at it, says, hey, like, how are they going to identify that this is going to be a qualifier for your team, or if they're going to go straight to Sarah and say, hey, unfortunately, you got to replace it?
Yeah. So typically, we're looking at the condition of the concrete. That's one of the main things. So if your concrete's in real bad shape, at some point, it needs to be replaced.
Okay.
But overall,
this looks good.
Yeah. In that case, the concrete's in really good condition. So what we would try and do is lift, stabilize, and then protect that concrete and keep it from degrading in the future. And then if we saw it was in really bad shape and really cracked up, at some point, replacement becomes your option.
Okay.
But if it's in good condition otherwise, we try and bring it back to where it used to be.
Well, and their primary concern, not only do they're elderly now, people trip over it, so it's, mm-hmm, a hazard, but at the same time, it says ideas for addressing this issue, that's not going to look ugly.
Right.
So it's got to look pretty at the end of the day still. So,
yeah, and so when it drops, it doesn't look pretty because it's dropped. It's, yeah, also not safe. We talked about that. And so our goal is to lift it, level it, get it back to the way it used to look, which,
okay,
visually, you know, so visually that concrete itself is actually fine except for the drop.
So from a cost perspective, if we're the 708 listener, it's, hey, contact PermaSeal, see if a tech could look at the poly jacking as an option. But if it's not, it's going straight to Andreas and Sons.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
because,
and we would let you know that. And,
yeah,
we've done that.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about that over breakfast.
Right.
It happens. I've
met customers, you know, who call, that get to their house, and they're like, I want it lifted. Boom, right to PermaSeal.
Yeah.
Now, Joel, is there any size gap that's too much to lift?
No, I mean, the thing is that when you're lifting, it's not a perfect process in terms of whether it's going to go back exactly the way it fell. So if you,
yeah,
have a huge drop, but there's really no lift that we can't manage because, mm-hmm, the material you you progressively add more material and you lift it gradually. So if you wanted to lift it 1 inch, we just had a crew that did like a 6 inch lift.
Oh, wow.
Something that had really dropped substantially. Okay. Yeah. And it can totally be done. It's really about the circumstance and if the concrete can handle it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with more questions for Joel. Sarah's got some. I got it running late here. We got another text here as well. Without replacing my garage floor, what can I use for a crack on my slab? So that I want to, because that kind of goes with both of you guys and your expertise. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our Permaseal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack, but that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer, not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one, just kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
So, crack talk with Mr. Permaseal.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Were you on that show?
Yeah.
You were on that show?
Yeah, it was good.
Your dad just kept rolling.
Yeah, like, couldn't even. Like, yeah, it was like 20 times. Yeah. I don't even understand what's happening.
In literally 3 minutes. I wish we had a bell every time he did it. It was like
Pavlov. He wasn't getting paid for saying crack either.
I wish we had the over-under on crack that day.
Oh, we all would have lost.
Yeah, all would have lost. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We have Cheryl here in Arlington Heights with a question for you, Joel. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My front stairs are kind of sinking and pulling away from the building, and I'm just wondering what the process is. Can you repair things like that? And I'm also concerned because my neighbor had a different company do it about 5 years ago, and they're kind of pulling away and sinking again. So what is the process to do that? So, and what is your guarantee on that?
Yeah, so the process is very similar to how we would lift a sidewalk or a driveway. So obviously with a stoop, it's heavier concrete, so there's a couple of differences, but we use some different tools. And overall, we're still going to drill some holes strategically in that slab and put that foam material we're talking about underneath it to fill the void and then lift it back up.
Okay.
And what's the warranty?
Sounds good.
The warranty is a 5-year warranty against any...
Okay. Wonderful. I'll call your office on Monday and we'll get someone out to give me an estimate.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks, Cheryl,
for calling.
Cheryl, do you have the number?
I do.
1-800-421-CL. All right. Hang on for Patrick. He's an Indiana Pacers fan and he's boasting. So, because our Bulls got knocked out last night. And I'm like, what's the name of your hockey team down in Indiana? And there was no answer. So hang on, Cheryl, for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We had another text here. We have a poly lift. They could not do because too much to lift step up to code height. Warn people not to wait too long. You want to address that?
Well, there's codes in terms of how big the step can be for safety.
The rise or the tread? The rise.
Rise, yeah. Correct. So overall, yeah, waiting longer costs more money and it's more difficult to do. So, you know, once you see something starting to drop, we can lift something 6 inches, but lifting it 1 inch is a lot easier and it's more predictable. So I would say when you get the start of the issue, go ahead and make a call and it's a lot simpler.
Sure.
Now, I'll jump in. I've been on a couple of consultations where they have done the lifting and it's like 5 or 7 years later and it's dropped again, like that lady's neighbor. They could not have a foundation. Some of these old set of steps do not have that 42-inch deep foundation to reach the frost
hands
line.
Down. Yeah.
So that could be one of her issues. And over the break, me and Joel were talking about, you know, I go on these consultations, I meet people who 5 or 7 years ago got poly lifted, and then they're upset. They have to remove and replace it. And, you know, Joel made a really good point about, you know, it's who you choose. Not everybody does it the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about mud jacking, but even within the foam lifting, there's different materials. That's one aspect. And really, bigger than anything is who is doing it.
Yeah.
You know, your technician, their
are they qualified?
The quality of the install.
Are they using great stuff?
Right.
But so this will work, right?
It's not only quality of the material, but, you know, there's a lot of equipment that you use that needs a lot of maintenance. So if you're getting a bad mix, it's a two-part material. Almost everybody uses it versus a great stuff.
Yeah.
If they're out with a can of great stuff, I would stop
that. Yeah, that's a cautionary tale.
But if even if they have the right equipment, if they haven't maintained it right, you get a bad mix, and then that foam doesn't have the integrity. So maybe they're able to get a lift today, but over time, something's happening.
So how do you address that customer that's outside your warranty? You show up, let's say it's 7 years later, and it has sunk. Are you saying, hey, we got to redo this? Are you saying, are you diagnosing why it happened? Like what?
So usually if there's an issue with how we did it, you know, things can happen.
Of course.
So if we see something, and it's usually within the warranty time, you're seeing something happen. And what we're also trying to address is what the other factors are that might cause it to drop or continue
water,
to drop.
Water, downspout locations.
Water is the big one.
Yeah.
So if you have downspouts or major sources of water and you get a lot of water around those concrete surfaces, that helps contribute to erosion and the movement. So anytime we're out addressing a fix, we're also looking at the proactive steps to take to make sure that you don't have problems in the future.
Yep. Before the break, I mentioned this text. Let's get back to it. Without replacing from the 708 zip code, without replacing my garage floor, what can I use for the crack on my slab? Go ahead, Sarah.
I'll jump in. Yeah. We traditionally, our repair process is grind, clean the debris, use a flexible self-leveling caulk, and I will try to color match as close as I can. It's probably not going to be, non-visible to the eye, but it does become water, and water can't permeate the surface anymore. And we feather it nicely, so it kind of blends into your concrete floor. That is a short-term solution for a long-term problem. If you have cracks, you could be looking at a garage floor replacement in about 5 to 10 years.
Couldn't that customer also epoxy coat that afterwards?
They could. And if there is any epoxy man listening to the show right now, please give us a call, 708-863-5735, because I need a good epoxy man to refer to our customers.
Man or lady.
Yes, or man or lady.
Person.
There you go. Nice catch.
So if you get a call for a crack, right, not a lift, but a complete crack, that's not something that you would... Was that something that you would entertain lifting both sides and doing a seal, or would you just punt it over to Andreas?
Are you trying to get me to say the word crack a bunch?
Yeah.
No. Dave just wanted to keep saying it.
I didn't even recognize that.
We'll treat a garage floor just like those other surfaces. So that crack's happening because things are moving. So we can stabilize and lift just like we would something else. And then we would treat the cracks just how Sarah addressed it. You know, you want to treat the crack so moisture and things aren't getting into it. But we would lift and stabilize, assuming that floor is in good condition. And then if you were to do an epoxy coating, you can do it more comfortably knowing it's not going to move again and that crack's not going to resurface.
Three cracks in that answer. 312.
I tried. Yeah. I was like 17 short. Yeah.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Please make sure people understand that the old school mud slurry is no longer a three and hole. You know what that means?
Yeah, three. Oh, boy, you're not in construction. Three-inch hole. or it's more like a one-inch hole. Okay, so IN is an abbreviation for inch.
Gotcha. Okay.
Got it. Okay, just want to throw that one out there.
Also, there are pluses and minuses for each. It would be wise to bring up both, plus polylift. You still run into issues if you...
Chipmunks or critters, which is a legit thing, right?
It is.
So that's when you call Rose Pest Solution. They'll help you eradicate those chipmunks.
Yeah, there are a lot of threats, a lot of factors, but there's really not a lot of redeeming qualities in mud jacking, and that's why it's not as common anymore.
So this guy probably does mud jacking.
Well, even if the hole's smaller, I mean, it's just not. It doesn't have the permanence, and critters might not want to eat it, but it's not going to last forever.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, there's all the right steps, you know, in terms of pests and rain and
now I've recommended to customers who have the big pest problems after I'm done, you could install, like, if you dig down about next to your concrete or your
six inches. We do 6 inches.
Chicken wire. Little chicken wire.
We've just been putting aluminum aluminum cladding that just goes down. We used to do the chicken wire thing, but critters will still chew through that.
I'm going to recommend that now.
We just take, aluminum wrapping on your windows and your garage doors. So we just slide that down underneath there and it's perfect.
Oh my gosh, I learned something.
Yeah. We can move. sell your house.
Stop.
You will always, yeah. Well, because then the customer will need a new mortgage, and then they'll refinance. And
two realtors on the show, just trying to spread the wealth.
How will the squirrels find you, though?
Yeah, the squirrels will find Dave because Elise will leave little peanuts and everything.
My wife has a squirrel horn. Okay, she goes out there, blows a squirrel horn, and it's like the Pied Piper, like all the rats used to fire, like follow whatever the guy's name was out of whatever they, you know, your location. I'm sure we'll get texts on, you know, the guy. I think it was in Ireland that played the flute
like
or something.
Bagpiper.
Yeah,
flute.
I don't know.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Doolittle, but yeah, you're on a whole nother lane.
I don't even know who that is. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you, Joel Spencer, and the tribal members, and when it rains and you've got water coming into your basement and you're like, oh my God, I should have called PermaSeal because that water's still coming in from last year, what's the best number to reach you and your team?
800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.